February 16, 1908, how the cross is the surest sign to know whether we love the Lord. As I was in my usual state, I was thinking about why it is the cross alone that makes us know whether we really love the Lord, while there are many other things, like the virtues, prayer, the sacraments, which could make us know whether we love the Lord. While I was thinking of this, blessed Jesus came and told me, "My daughter, it is really so. The cross alone is that which makes one know whether he really loves the Lord, but a cross carried with patience and resignation, because where there is patience and resignation and crosses, there is divine life. Since nature is so reluctant to suffering, if there is patience, it cannot be something natural, but divine, and the soul no longer loves the Lord with her love alone, but united with the love of the divine life. So, what doubt can she have whether she loves or not, if she arrives at loving him with his own love? On the other hand, in the other things, and even in the very sacraments, there also may be someone who loves, who contains this divine life within himself, but these things cannot give the certainty of the cross. It may be there, or it may not, because of lack of dispositions. One can very well go to confession, but if he lacks the dispositions, it certainly cannot be said that he loves and that he has received this divine life within himself. Another may receive communion. Indeed, he receives the divine life, but he can only say that this divine life remains within him if he had the true dispositions. In fact, it can be seen how some receive communion or go to confession, but as occasions arise, the patience of divine life cannot be seen in them. And if patience is missing, love is missing because love is recognized only through sacrifice. And so here are the doubts. While the cross, patience, resignation, are fruits produced only by grace and by love.